They could, you could have a dessert spoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. What all different kinds of things to cut things with did you have in the kitchen?
Well, a butcher knife and a paring knife. And a bread knife.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be
it. How many would you say you had all together?
Oh, I imagine my mother had several. My mother did a lot of cooking. Mm-hmm. She loved to cook.
You had several what now? Several?
Well, you have in a spatula, too,
yeah.
You see. And, I guess that's...
How'd you keep them all sharp?
Well, they used to have a knife grinder that would come around with a little bell to sharpen knives.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Well,
we also had a vegetable man that came around in vegetable wagons from house to house.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of that. Mm-hmm. They come around every day selling stuff?
Uh-huh. They sell stuff and ice. See, before we had... Ice wagons would come around.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, yeah. I remember the ice man from Kansas City. I had relatives in Kansas City, and we used to go up there when I was a kid. And when I was little, I remember they still had an ice box.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember once, anyway, that the ice man came, and it was mm-hmm. big things, you know.
Well, kids just love to follow the ice wagon, you know, and pick up pieces of ice.
Yeah, yeah.
I still like the good old days to a certain extent.
Yeah, there's some things to be said for it. If all the dishes are dirty, what do you have to do to them?
Now or back when?
Then.
Let's see. My mother had a sink that I think she used a dishpan.
Uh-huh.
And then had a sink with a rack on it that she put the dishes in to rinse them.
After dinner, you might say, well, since all the dishes are dirty, now I must go and what the dishes?
Wash dishes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And after your... You might say, after a woman washes the dishes, then she does what in clear water?
You mean dry the dishes?
Well, you have to. She washes them first, and then she does what to them in clear water?
Rinses them.
Okay.
My brother says rins. I never could understand why.
What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or the rag that you use for drying dishes?
Let's see. I don't know. Towels. Mm-hmm. Dish towels.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call that small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash rag.
Okay. Okay. That's what I call it too. If you want some, let's see. If you want some water, you go in the kitchen and turn on the
faucet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now if that same thing is out in the backyard, what do you call it?
Hydrant.
Okay. Used to be when men were working out in the field or something, they'd bring water to them in a big round, what?